This is the Happy Hour Network.
Pay attention, son. This is for your own good.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audibletrial.com/latenightparents. Why Audible? Audible content includes more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. That's audibletrials.com/latenightparents.
Good evening, and this is Ted Hicks once again. This is Late Night Parents. Happy to be here once again. It is January the 6th. I want to say to our listeners, Happy New Year. January 6th, 2016. So it's 6 days into the new year. What are you planning to do the remaining 359 days of the year? Are you making a difference? I said to my son this morning what my wife used to say for years as the kids were leaving for school today. I said, make the moves to make a difference. Because you try to give them some type of catchphrase in the morning, something to keep them on their toes. So this was nothing new or anything like that. I just said, hey, make the moves to make a difference. Just to let them know, start off today fresh. It's a new day, a new year, and it's the third day back at school. But before I even start rambling, let me go through everyone that we need to thank, and the list continues to grow. So this is, as I mentioned before, this is Ted Hicks, Late Night Parents. You can find us on the web, facebook.com/latenightparents. You could find our handle on Twitter, twitter.com/latenightparent, or you could find me on Twitter under the Real Ted Hicks handle. You can also find our website, latenightparents.com, available on the web with all the latest and greatest blogs in sports, technology, education, parenting, some miscellaneous stuff, some manly stuff. You know, it's a mixed bag, but it's great to be back and happy and blessed, feeling blessed to be here for the new year. First show of the year out the gate. We have several guests. Tonight is going to run about 90 minutes. We have so many guests near and far. Most of the times they're domestic. You know, we're going from state to state. Guess what? Tonight, we're going to Canada. Yes, sir. We're going to Canada tonight because we have some C-level people that we're going to bring on in the next couple of minutes. Freeconference.com. And I'll tell you about the snafu that I had with their marketing person. But happy to have Noam Tomczak. I hope I didn't butcher his name, and Jason Martin to start off the show. That's at 5 minutes past the hour. 30 minutes past the hour, we're going to have Mr. Niall Nickel reporting from CES, Computer Electronics Show, out west. We're going to be talking 4K tonight, but I'm sure he's going to want to talk about all the newest, hottest gadgets that are going on, that's being released over this, you know, past few days. At 45 minutes past the hour, we're going to have Lee Val, Todd Vandenberg, two of my buddies that I sit on a Saturday podcast called Baseball, Beer, and Barbecue. We're going to be talking about the Hall of Fame. We're going to be talking about Mike Piazza. We're going to be talking about Ken Griffey getting into the Hall of Fame 2016. The Pizza Man is well overdue for him. And then after that, I think we're going to talk a little bit about life coaching. We're going to talk a little bit about life coaching and how it's one of the hottest. And I got the kids crying upstairs, but this is called Late Night Parents. But I got to tell you this much. We got life coaching coming up. It's the hottest industry, $2 billion industry going on nowadays. So without further ado, we're going to bring on our first two initial guests. We're going to make both of their mics hot. And I believe I have Mr. Jason Martin and Noam Tomczak. Did I butcher your name or did I get close to it?
No, you got it.
Oh, I got it.
I think
all
he's,
right.
he's supposed to be called Tomczak. That's the appropriate Polish. But he's anglicized it to Tomczak.
He's right. Wait, that's true.
I have to stop the show and give myself a round of applause. Because I was sure I was going to butcher your name, Norm. I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. But gentlemen, thank you so much for taking out the time. And this has been kind of like long overdue because I've been going back and forth with your team, I would say, for close to maybe 30 days, trying to desperately get you guys on, but you're so busy. So I'm all joking aside, I'm glad for you guys to come on. You guys have a wonderful product. I will tell you about the snafu first, because I was talking with you, and I was getting, and I'm sure this is something that happens all the time, I was getting you freeconference.com and freeconferencecall.com slightly mixed up, and I'm going to allow you to increase. Introduce yourselves, tell us about your product, and then we'll get into a few questions.
Sure. Noam, do you mind if I kind of take the lead on that?
Not at all. Go ahead. That's great.
So, Ted, thank you very much. It's fun to be on an episode where you're also going to be debating Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, that is actually more interesting than conference calling, but still glad to compete with that. So freeconference.com is actually the original free conference calling service in the U.S., and it does compete and is often confused with our close friends and rivals, freeconferencecall.com. They actually started out as a partner of ours and then split off. So there's a whole bunch of these providers that are available in the U.S. right now. We like to think that we're cutting some new ground these days with our new launch of zero download free conference video, as well as services that allow you to have some really affordable upgrades and customize your experience directly. It's available for everyone to use, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It is freeconference.com. You can go on there and get a conference calling number, and it costs you nothing. Your dial-in customers pay nothing for it, and we've got numbers all around the world. So you can have a call in Germany, and your dialers there will pay nothing. You could be based in New York, and you're not paying anything there, and we can dial in from somewhere in the snows of Canada, and you pay nothing there as well. So it's a terrible business model. I wish we were making money, but there it is.
Hey, I got to jump in and say, guys, seriously, how are you able to afford this venture? That's question number one. And number two, I guess a question for Noam is, are you taking the best of the best engineers from Waterloo, or are you kind of carving them up for your company, or what?
Noam, why don't you answer that, and then I'll talk about the business model.
Sure. Actually, Toronto is a great place to find engineers, and that's where our head office is. So we get engineers from Waterloo, but we get engineers from all over the world who are coming to Toronto as a major city that a lot of people are immigrating to from around the world or even from within Canada. Waterloo, Toronto, out west, all over the place. We've got an engineer from Ireland. So really, Toronto is sort of like, and Waterloo is like a Canadian Silicon Valley. That's, and then we also have people in LA, which we haven't mentioned yet. So we have an office in LA too. So when it gets too cold in Toronto, we just head down there and hang out there. So LA's a big market too. So
And the technology that we use is really very, it's cloud-based, so it doesn't really matter where you are these days, in the same way that people can dial in from just about anywhere. And right now we're having this call using a great product, Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't matter where anybody is. They can listen from anywhere, they can participate anywhere, and they can collaborate from anywhere. So it's a really unbridled next generation system these days with those kinds of technologies. So we're happy to get people from anywhere. As regards our business model, I'll just quickly talk about the fact that in the golden days of conference calling, there used to be a much better mechanism by which you could drive traffic and get a portion of revenue from carriers. And that has really changed over the past number of years. In fact, the FCC has been steadily removing that ability for a number of years, and it's set to go to zero by 2018. So we're nearly at the end of that, and it's not a money making venture to just go on traffic, but you can do it in a very cost effective way with certain terminating numbers, so certain places you can dial into, where it's very cost effective, and hopefully people like the service enough that they want to customize it a bit. And we have like a what we call a freemium offering, which means that you may want to use free conference and then add something like a personal greeting or have recordings or have long term storage. Or personalize it in other ways, and those are the sorts of things that we charge a little bit of money for. Still a lot cheaper than using like PGI or Intercall or any of those other larger providers. It's very cost effective for people to start a business or to community organize or do political things in a really cost effective way.
So Jason and Noam, I'm an IT guy. By trade, I'm not a telecom person by trade, so I'm going to throw out this question. Don't yell at me when I say this, okay? Because I'm not well versed in the telecom world. I know a little something, so I'm going to say, is this true voice over IP, or are you guys using PRIs? Like, I guess I'm looking for the secret sauce. If you can let us know, or let our listeners know about it.
Yeah, for sure. So we partner with phone companies all over the U.S. And worldwide. So typically with the phone companies in the United States, when you're calling one of our U.S. dial-in numbers, that call is like any other phone call you make. It's going through traditional phone lines, and then our equipment is in the carrier location, and so it's not a voice over IP call.
Okay.
But we allow people to join through their computers.
Okay.
And we also allow people to join internationally, and so it's a real mix of traditional, what we call the PSTN, which is like a traditional phone call, and, you know, newer generation voice over IP where the calls are going over the internet.
Gotcha. So it's like a hybrid model.
And the other, from a technology perspective, we pride ourselves on sort of bringing the telephone world and the internet world together.
Perfect.
You know, doing teleconferencing is our core, and we didn't want to leave that out as we started to build new products. And so telephone and the telephone network is always going to be part of our products.
And Ted, just one other thing. One of our products that we've got live is called Cauliflower. It was actually one of the first technologies to use WebRTC on the web that people could call in without having a dial-in. You just had to have a compatible browser, and you could just connect straight into the telephonic network just as we're doing now, but straight from your computer and bypass all fees altogether. So when you use free conference and you're in Iceland or something like that where we don't have a free number available for you, you can connect through the internet and use video or high definition audio, and it is utterly free as long as you've got a Wi-Fi connection. So you can get in through WebRTC, real time communications, and that works on Chrome, Opera, and Firefox.
So the high definition video feeds, the download less high definition video that you offer, that's all browser based.
It is, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It really is. It's a nice alternative to things like Google Hangouts, which are a little bit cumbersome, right? And it's a nice alternative to Skype as well.
Jason, I got to stop you right here. Google Hangout can be quirky at times. Really, really quirky if you don't know what you're doing. I mean, but it's Google. So a lot of times you do have to be, an MIT grad to sit there and set up the Google Hangout for you and, let's say, two or three people, that want to join your Hangout that aren't computer savvy. So that's excellent that you're providing that type of option. Kudos to you guys.
Thank you very much. I think that Google's focus is really to have a car that drives itself, and you can have a Google Hangout while you're in the car. And our focus is just on getting people together. So we're only focused on one thing.
That's perfect. Hey, I want to ask you quickly, because I know you guys are short in your time. Tell us about the mobile app.
So right now,
whenever I'm right on tech, that's Noam's cue to speak.
The mobile app is live, but we're still developing the video feature into the mobile app. So that's going to be out soon, hopefully during January or February. But right now you can use the mobile app. You can manage your conference calls from the mobile app, so you can see who's there. In a conference call like this, you'd be able to see from your phone who's online, and you can mute and unmute people, do text chat, group text chat, and all the other features. And video will be available, like I said, hopefully in January or February of this year. So it's very close. It's just almost ready.
So tell me this much. Noam, is the video feature, the video chat, is that a pay-for cost, or does that come with kind of like the free version?
No, video conferencing is free.
Wow.
We're limiting it to 10 people.
Okay.
And it'll work from your mobile on Wi-Fi or on your cellular data. It's really nice. It's really easy, and it works really well. So we encourage everyone to try it.
Hey, are you guys able to talk about IOTM?
Yep, we can certainly talk about IOTM. So IOTM is the company that owns Free Conference, and it's a company that's been around for this is our 11th year. We're a Delaware incorporated company, so we've got a couple of locations we've talked about, Toronto and Los Angeles. We're growing. So this year we received an accolade. We're on the Deloitte Fast 500, which is Deloitte's list of North American fast-moving tech companies. We were listed on the thank you. We're listed in Inc. magazine's fast-growing tech companies. I think we're what number were we? 34? No, no, 238. I can't remember what number it is. We're in the
84. I think
84. Thank you. So we're in the Inc. list. So we're growing there, and we're the number 3 telco company on the Inc. list. So that's an accolade for us as well. And we're continuing to develop fresh and new products. So this year there's going to be some interesting stuff that's going to be coming out. Stuff Ted, maybe that you'd find interesting and want to participate in as well. But it's all going to be based around the idea of us helping people come together and communicate and collaborate and community casts such as we're doing right now.
That is perfect, gentlemen. I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I am with, I set up the account today, I customized it today, and I did a test call once I was, like I said, I was speaking with Zaria this whole time, and I said, oh, yeah, I've been using your product, this is great, blah, 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 blah. And then when she kind of brought me back to, she yanked on my Superman cape today and said, no, Ted, you're looking at the wrong product. And I said, okay. It's kind of Jason, it was kind of like being back in third grade, you know, and you think you're doing a great job and you kind of, you know, get brought back to earth a little bit. But I tried your product and I got to tell you this much. From a end user perspective, you kept the interface as clean as possible. Whereas when you would go to you know, some of these other products that, you know, the menu is like, you know, is so deep and there's so many features that are there that you're like, okay, I'm lost. I don't even know what to do. Where's the manual? And I got to tell you, it was nice and clean. The interface is clean and using it and the option, whether or not to use a pinless conference dial-in. And I just see there's a benefit to that. There's a benefit. And the one thing I do have to say to you, how come you guys, or is this like a Q3 or Q4 option? Are you guys thinking about getting into podcasting, like allowing people to use your product to, you know, stream across the internet or use it for recording? I mean, are those thoughts kind of coming down the pike, or you're really just staying to the core business?
We've got some really exciting stuff coming down the pike this year, and I mean, first of all, Ted, thank you very much for those kind words. I mean, that's exactly what we were hoping people would experience with our product, so that's very heartening for us. But yeah, to answer your question, we do have some really exciting evolutionary things that are going to be coming out this year that I think our customer base is going to be quite excited by, and I think some new users are also going to be are going to find quite notable as well about the direction that we're taking our company. Look, the whole way that people communicate now is changing. It used to be that there were only certain ways that you could get your message out as recently as 10 years ago. You know, the idea of podcasting was relatively new, and you know, the idea of what a radio show was also fairly limited, but that's all breaking apart now, and there's lots of different ways that people can hear other people's ideas and share ideas and come together like this and passively listen or actively participate, and we're going to be right in the middle of that. So this is going to be an exciting year for us.
That's excellent. That's excellent, guys, because I tell you, I'm looking, once I get approval from my wife, I plan this summer to attend the Podcast Movement Convention, and a lot of the telcos do stop in, or, you know, traditional versus what's happening nowadays where you have that hybrid where it's like, hey, you can use our product if you want to take this call and listen to the recorded session versus stream it live, because that's nowadays, like you said, the users, our end-user experience nowadays is different, where everything used to be pushed to you, now it's more pulled. It's more, I don't have time. A lot of our listeners here on Late Night Parents, they might not have time on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time to listen to the show, but I know because I go to iHeart and I go to Spreaker and the various repositories that I use to pull my numbers, and I'm like, wow, I have the listener base to the live listeners is maybe 70-30, 70% to 30%, because people are going to listen and watch when it's, I guess when they have time to do it, and it's less on, hey, I need to listen to this live. So I think you guys have a wonderful product. We definitely want to work with you going forward. I think I have a press release that I'm going to release on latenightparents.com about your product and some of the new enhancements. But when this stuff comes down, definitely, because we have, moms, dads, all the above that listen, that are part of this experience. And like I said, we really like the product. Very impressive. My next question is, what is the best way to learn more about your product? I basically, this is the part where I'm plugging. I'm telling you, plug your product.
The easiest thing to do is to go to freeconference.com. You can always tell us is the difference, because we have the asterisk as our logo. So when you go to freeconference.com, if you see the orange asterisk, which is a very old logo that we've had for many years, that's the sign of quality that you're with the original Free Conference product. Set up an account. All you need to do is put your email address in, and you're done. You can walk yourself through it. It's really dirt simple, Ted, as you'd mentioned. It's very easy to schedule a call. It's very easy to record a call. It's very easy to customize it and add things like 1-800 numbers and things like that. But at the very basic, it's just put your email address in and press join, and you get a number and a PIN code, and you're ready to go and communicate with other people. So we'd encourage people to do that. We've got dial-in numbers all over the U.S. that are free. We've got dial-in numbers abroad in Canada and Germany and the U.K. and France and other places that are all free. And we encourage people to use it as much as possible. Just call early and call often, as they say.
Hey, so I guess this question is for Noam, Jason. I'm going to say, so Noam, are you encouraging more of a consumer-based, or you're going after the enterprise model? Or is that a question for Jason? Your
I can end
user
it.
Base. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have probably the most diverse user base at any business. So we have, it spans from individuals who are doing this for family reunions to, in all sorts of consumer use cases like that, to like the U.S. military, not officially, but a lot of people in big organizations, even like the military, sign up for Free Conference accounts and use Free Conference. And then we have everything in between. A lot of charities, a lot of religious organizations across all religions. We don't like to discriminate against any religions. We want them all to use freeconference.com. So they're all there. And all sorts of other organizations, tons of small business. So Free Conference, really, it's such a useful product for people to communicate that it really brings in a hugely diverse customer base. Jason, do you want to add anything to that? Did I miss anything there?
No, I think that's right. There's, it can be used by large enterprise. And we do have some large enterprise customers, but free conference is a very it's a utilitarian service. So I think Noam nailed it. And the religious thing is funny because it's if we ever got all of our customers in a room together, we'd either have World War III or we'd have world peace, one or the other. I don't know which it would be.
I think it would be the latter. You have world peace. One of my final questions that I have for you is on HD audio. So are we talking 192K? We're talking 120? We're talking 256K? Give me your definition of HD audio.
Good question. I believe we have it set at 48K.
Okay.
Which is sort of the highest you usually go for just for voice. But it's highly adaptable. So if we were setting something up for something that needed to do, let's say we're doing more music for some reason or higher fidelity was important. We can definitely do that, but for conference calls, we set it at 48 because that's anything beyond that, you're just sort of wasting fidelity on a boring voice like mine or Jason's.
Or even mine.
I would never say that.
Oh my goodness! Well, guys, I want to thank you so much. Hey, so via social media, I know we can go to freeconference.com, but do you guys have a Twitter handle, Facebook page? Why don't you guys plug that?
We've got a Facebook page. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. All of it is just Free Conference. So if you look up Free Conference on Twitter, you'll see us there. And again, it's if you see the orange asterisk, that's us. Oftentimes we'll be tweeting pictures of stuff that goes on in our office. But sometimes it's just fun little cute things using our mascot, which is a puffin, and highlighting some things about different conference calls that are going on or just tips and tricks about collaboration that you can follow.
Perfect. Guys, Jason and Noam, I want to give you guys a round of applause. This is the first time, but this won't be the last time we meet because we look forward to working with you guys in the near future. Thank you so much for being so gracious with your time, giving us more than a half an hour of your time. I want to say thank you. And if we can help you in any way, don't hesitate to call us or don't basically let Zaria know. Don't hesitate to reach out.
Oh, gosh, that's really kind of you, Ted. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
No problem.
Thanks
no,
a lot, Ted. This was fun.
And Jason, thanks so much, and I want you guys to come back soon. Thanks again.
Have a good night.
Will do. Cheers. Good night.
Cheers.
And that was Noam Tomczak and Jason Martin from freeconference.com. So how about that? You got some C-level folks in here tonight. Big difference than free
I was able to
during that 30, 45, 90 second break, was able to bring on my good friend and label mate from Life Improvement Radio and host of the Social Media Business Hour, Mr. Niall Nichols, calling in live from CES, Computer Electronics Show, out in Vegas. So now, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for taking the time out.
Well, you know, Ted, it's always great to be with you, and I think I need a break from the tech overload. I mean, I'm in the tech world here.
I know you're in the tech world, and I got to tell you, I'm so envious of you, Neil, right now. Excuse me, Niall. I'm so envious of you, Niall, right now, and I really wanted to, last week's pod, I talked about how my wife was so gracious for allowing me to get a 4K TV. I got a 4K TV, so excited about it, took it out the box, put it together, put the stand together, and I said, okay, where's that beautiful 4K that I'm hearing about, that picture? And I'm looking and I'm seeing stuff that's still in 2K. And
well,
that's kind of where the podcast ended.
Well, you are not alone, my friend. You are not alone. As a matter of fact, you probably know that that 4K is the old TV now. You know, the newer TVs are 8K. However, the 4K problem that you just discussed is still an accurate problem. You get a 4K, and there's not a lot of content available. Obviously, you could get the Blu-ray disc and all of that, and you could enjoy the higher resolution. But if you want to try to stream any 4K, it's not there.
It's now I got to tell you this much. I watched House of Cards, which I was able to stream it in 4K from the Netflix that comes equipped with the you know, a built-in app on a smart TV. But okay, you can only watch 3 seasons of House of Cards, and then what? I'm thinking about the NFL, the NBA. I'm thinking of the latest and greatest. I'm turning to all these high definition channels, and I'm not getting that 4K, and I'm very upset. And you're telling me I just bought an outdated 4K TV. 4K is outdated. Now there's 8K.
Now there's 8K, and in fact, 8K has been out for about 2.5-3 years now. It hasn't hit the mainstream market for the same problems that we're talking about. And, you know, I could put the problem in perspective for you very quickly. And that is, you know, right now we're getting all sorts of appliances, all sorts of applications, all sorts of everything, everything that's connecting to the Internet. And that means that we need more bandwidth.
Right.
So even with the high definition channels, they're taking up more bandwidth because you still have high definition and you've got standard definition. So the cable companies are actually petitioning FCC right now to say, listen, do we still have to broadcast standard definition?
Really?
Broadcast. Because they need that bandwidth to be able to broadcast the 4K shows. So that has been the holdup right now. We don't have enough bandwidth. And that has absolutely positively stopped the rollout into the marketplace of the 8K televisions. You know, if we look at the NFL, for example, the NFL absolutely positively wants to be there. They're not alone. But right now they just can't deliver it to the set top.
Right. So tell me this much. As if we're not, neither you or I are not in the IT business, okay? Let's just say we're just the average Joe that go to what's that the Geek Squad whenever we need something fixed, all right? Telling me is, if I have, how much bandwidth do I actually need for 2K, for 4K, for 8K? I mean, if I just have, let's just say a low end 15 megabytes up and 5 down, am I in trouble?
Well, you are. You're almost talking about some different levels of connectivity. With the overhead and everything else, 4K needs about a 12 meg bandwidth. Now, you're saying you've got 15. The only problem is there's overhead on that. You don't have a true 15. So, you know, if you have 75, 150, you could stream it. However, cable companies want to deliver that content to you. That's where most of the current programming wants to deliver it to you. And they just, they're sort of like the airwaves. They're limited by the bandwidth that they could deliver because they're not delivering one station at a time. they're delivering hundreds.
They're delivering hundreds.
And so all of a sudden, if you take everything from about a 4 meg signal to a 12 meg to a 32 meg, all of a sudden it starts to eat up a lot of bandwidth.
Okay. Gotcha. So I got a feeling you're going to tell me, I'm going to ask you to come back on the show in 3 weeks. You're going to tell me, well, Ted, the new standard is VR, virtual reality. I kind of feel like that's the route we're going. So I know you're at CES. I know your time is short. Tell us some of the hottest tech gadgets. What's new? What's hot out there that's really caught your eye?
Well, there's three things. The virtual reality you mentioned, I think 2016 is going to be the year of virtual reality. I think it's where it's going to get some sort of mainstream adoption, and we're going to start to see much more that's available for that immersive technology. Personal robots, I think we're going to start to see them enter the marketplace in 2016. We funded via a Kickstarter campaign a few years ago a Jibo robot, which is your personal assistant, if you will. But Intel here at CES has announced a new partnership with Segway, and they have a personal robot that has video, audio, Bluetooth connectivity, and all of that to do things like answer your door. If you've got a security system and something gets tripped, you don't have to go check out what it is. It goes and checks it out for you. If you've got an impaired parent at home that needs some assistance, maybe you're not home all the time, then it will follow your parent around. And if they have an issue, a problem, it could detect that problem, anything from a fall to a medical emergency, and it could not only contact you and stream audio or video from the robot directly to you, but it could also contact emergency services and all that. So I think you're going to see a lot of neat things there. And the drone technology just continues to improve by leaps and bounds, and prices continue to drop substantially. So I think that you're going to see a lot more in the drone environment this year, and I think those are probably going to be the three big trends we see. Now, you could talk about the wearable technology and the personal health and fitness products. Those really entered the marketplace in a strong way last year. This year, they are just exploding. And I think you're really going to see a much higher rate of adoption on those as well.
Gotcha. Now, I want to thank you for just stopping by live at CES to talk with us on Late Night Parents tonight about the latest and greatest. I mean, that was some great information on 4K, on the 4K TVs, and we got to definitely have you come back because we're definitely going to have an in-depth conversation about bandwidth and how important it is and what it's going to mean to you today versus 6 to 12 to 18 months from now, because as cable subscribers are dwindling at an uncontrollable rate, bandwidth subscribers are increasing. So what's 75 megabytes today is soon to be 150, and we got to talk about Google Fiber and Comcast and people wanting to deliver that gigabit connection to your home. You're going to have to come back in a couple of weeks. We got to sit and chat about that.
Well, and I'll be happy to, Ted. It's always a pleasure, and you're high on my calendar, so anytime you ask, I jump, and I try to make sure that I could support your request. But one of the things that I'll leave you with is earlier this year, IBM announced that they had a 400 gigabit technology that they could roll out over existing copper lines. Now, that
wow.
is a whole new wonderful thing.
A game changer.
And they've demonstrated it, and I think that you're going to start to see that enter the marketplace probably in the next 2 or 3 years. That is a game changer.
Wow. That's a game changer. Now, tell us the best ways to get in contact with you. I know I listen to you on a social media business hour, but let the folks know via social media ways to get in contact with you.
Well, they could get me at Niall Nickel on Twitter. They could get me through the Social Media Business Hour on Facebook, or, of course, they could get the Social Media Business Hour at socialmediabusinesshour.com. They could get me all over the place, and I'm always happy to talk to them.
Definitely. Want to thank you once again, label mate from Life Improvement Radio, Mr. Niall Nickel. Niall, thanks so much.
Have an outstanding evening.
You too. From Social Media Business Hour from Life Improvement Radio at the CES Computer Electronic Show in Las Vegas. And without further ado, I'm bringing on two of the roughest and toughest, I'll say, SOBs. I won't say the word. SOB could mean anything. I can't think of it right now, but Todd
Supporters of Broccoli.
Lee Val, We Make Up.
I'm here. Thank you.
The Happy Hour Network, Baseball Bear and Barbecue, The Tennis Scene, The Seahawks Show, Nikki X, all things regarding Todd and Lee. Guys, just glad for you to be here on Late Night Parents. Thanks for coming. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, yeah.
It is a pleasure.
I love to listen to the show anytime. I mean, you seriously have a great show, honestly. And, you know, I'm not saying that because I'm involved with Happy Hour Network, but I'll tune in just because, you know, I just learned something from the last guest you had on. You always have knowledgeable guests on, and unfortunately tonight you finished with Todd and myself to bring the show down, but everybody else is great.
Lee, I want to thank you for the kind words. The check is in the mail. So once again, you get a check for 99 cents. But I got to tell you guys, there's nothing better. Yes, this is Baseball, Beer, and Barbecue meets Late Night Parents, but I enjoy doing our show on Saturday and happy to discuss what happened a few hours ago with Ken Griffey and the pizza man himself, Mikey Piazza, going into our Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, it's going to be a great show on Saturday. Let's get your comments, early comments on, well, Griffey. There's more can be said about Griffey, but the pizza man. What's your thoughts on those two gentlemen going in?
I'll jump in first. My only thought on Ken Griffey Jr. is, who are the three dumbasses who don't think he's a Hall of Famer? That is mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, I'm sorry. Don't write about baseball. Don't read about baseball. Don't watch baseball, because you don't know what the game is if you don't think that guy is a Hall of Famer. Seriously, take away their vote. That's beyond stupid. Absolutely beyond stupid.
Yeah, and I'll jump on board with that as well. Yeah, David Schoenfeld actually had a column, and he said the only reason he wasn't saying it was okay, but he was saying the only reason he could think that maybe three people left Griffey off the ballot, and of course he's the highest vote getter ever at 99.3. We still don't have 100% person getting in, but he was saying the only argument was maybe these three people were knowing he was getting in and actually voted for 10, including three people who may not normally get votes. He wasn't saying that was the case. He doesn't know, but at least he was saying, for the love of God, let that be their argument, because otherwise there is absolutely no reason for Griffey not to get 100% of the vote, just like lots of other people should have gotten 100%, but he didn't. And Piazza got 83, finally getting in, and he'll go in as a Met, but, you know, I love the Dodgers, and I always think of him as a great Dodgers. So, you know, I'm extremely happy he got in. By the way, Todd and I finished with less than one vote, so we will not be on the ballot again next year.
That was a dual ballot, so. Are you surprised that he got 83%? That he had that big of a jump?
Not at this point, I'm not. I expected him to get in and everything. Of course, we all saw the voting. Everything was going in that he was going to be on this year. 83 is not enough, I don't think, but I wasn't surprised he made 83 this year.
Yeah, I agree. He should have been in before. 83 is not enough, but I'm kind of surprised that enough people finally realized, oh, this was stupid. So,
so what's your thoughts on the guys that are close? Bags, Tim Raines. Are we thinking definitely next year or definitely within the next? Well, depending on next year, the next 2 years class, the class for the next 2 years, could they possibly squeeze, you know, possibly squeeze by?
Yeah, I'll take this one, Todd, if that's okay. Bagwell and Reigns will most likely get in next year. They're the only two players up to this point besides Trevor Hoffman, who got 67% of the vote, who have made it that far and have not gotten in. So in their first ballot. And, of course, Bagwell and Reigns. Reigns only has 1 year left, but they were higher vote-getters early on. They've changed some of the voting. They got rid of a lot of people who didn't cover baseball anymore, and you have to cover baseball for 10 years, for at least the last 10 years and further than that. So a lot of the voters changed, and maybe that's one reason Piazza got in. And, you know, Mike Mussina, for instance, took a big jump, 18% this year, and that could be because people actually watched him pitch. So I think Bagwell and Reigns will get in. I think Hoffman will get in, too, eventually.
Yeah, I'm looking at the people who will be on the ballot for the first time for 2017. That's Pudge, Man Ram, Vlad the Impaler. So, yeah, it's I'd say their odds are really good because there's no – not like last year when it's like, oh, my God, those are locks for the Hall of Fame. And, you know, it makes the ballot really heavy. So I'd say the odds are really good for them, thankfully, finally.
What are your thoughts on Bonds, Clemens? I won't say McGuire because, you know, McGuire, and I think Sosa got 7%. But Bonds and Clemens, is there any chance, or you think people are starting to warm up to them? Or are they, you know, are they looking at their greatness less than the years when they were supposedly tainted? What's your thoughts on that? Todd, you go first. Lee, you follow up.
I mean, they're still a long way away. They're both under 50, correct? They were like in the high 40s.
Correct.
That's a long, long way to go. And you know everyone who's not voting for them, that's because of the PEDs. So I have a hard time thinking that people are going to change their mind.
Yeah, and they actually, even with the new voters, they didn't make a big jump either way. I think they each jumped 5 or 6%. They're never going to get in at this point. Not in the writers' ballot anyway. They may get a veteran committee.
Yeah, okay. Unless the Hall comes out with a statement and says, okay, forget about PEDs, we don't care. Let's just look strictly on field and not worry how they got there. I think that's the only way. Unless maybe, like you said, Lee, you know, 25 years from now, these guys are, you know, they're rolling out of these. Seriously. I mean, they'll be in their 70s or 80s if they're lucky that they get in, unless there's a change. Unless there's a directive that says, don't worry about it.
What are your thoughts on players that have played with multiple, like, I don't even know the rule. So what are your thoughts on players that have played with multiple teams? So Piazza, he's definitely going in as a Met, but what about the great years as a Dodger? Do you see, is it based on the player? Is it based on the team? Is it, you know, based on the amount of years they were with the specific team? Do you think those type of rules should be changed?
Well, it's up to the player. They choose, you know, what they want to go in as. It's not up to the Hall. For instance, when John Smoltz went in last year, he went in as a Tiger. No, I'm just kidding. But it is up to he was in the Tigers minor league system. But it is up to the player. So if Piazza chooses to go on as a Met, it's his decision. And good for him because he had some great years with the Mets. He could have gone, as far as I'm concerned, a Dodger or a Met. Todd wants him to go on as a Marlin, I'm sure. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Please.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I know we're going to talk about this on Saturday, but – can you give me a quick take on this Manning, HGH, Al Jazeera's, Jeter's name is now coming up? Is this just all hogwash or, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire?
I'll jump in. You know what I think is funny is I have yet to hear anyone other than just, you know, an aside in an article, but I haven't heard anyone doing any kind of video blog or news conference or anything mention any of the other NFL players that are in this, like Clay Matthews. I mean, there's a lot of people listed, and all you hear, Peyton. It's like, to me, that's rather odd. That, don't you think you would, like, look at some of the other things? I doubt it. I mean, I really doubt it with Peyton. And, you know, he came out and, you know, basically, you know, we've all heard it, and anyone listening to this, I'm sure they've heard it, but basically he said that it seems that he's very upset, to put it mildly, about an invasion of his wife's privacy because they were sent to her, and that's her medical issues, and she has nothing to do with him as far as being in the news. And you can tell how incredibly hot he was about it. I've never seen the guy. He was more angry about this than he was about the idiot kicker. So he was a little incensed. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him a bit. But it's odd that has anyone even talked to Clay Matthews about this and said, hey, what do you think about this? I haven't seen anything about it. Anybody else but Peyton.
If I jump in for 1 second, those interviews with Clay Matthews, well, they will surface when he actually makes a tackle again. So I think that's the problem.
So by his performance, just proved the argument. I like that.
The only thing I was going to say was, could you imagine walking up to Clay Matthews and making that comment and probably walking out alive?
It's a weird source, Al Jazeera. I'm not saying. I think what they're trying to do, and this is just my opinion, but I think they're just trying to make inroads into the American sports scene. Nothing against Al Jazeera. I mean, they're a reputable source, but they don't really have a whole lot going on with American sports. And I think they're trying to make their mark. Bam. And Peyton Manning, you know, again, I kind of a homer because I watched him play in college, but it's hard to believe he ever took HGH. But the problem is he can't really prove he never took it. He's never taken any positive drug test, but it did arrive at his house, so he's kind of in limbo as far as the lawsuit. But there are a couple of baseball players who are suing Al Jazeera already. I think the whole thing's fabricated, from what I can tell. So. I mean, hopefully this will pass over. Hopefully he'll have a good playoff game because I think he's going to start, right?
He better.
Unless he's injured, unless he has a setback in the next 2 weeks, that was the plan, according to Kubiak, that he would start. Why wouldn't he? Well, let's see, 5 turnovers in the first half, put in Peyton, we put up 20 points. You kind of think, I think you can see who the better quarterback is.
That's true. Oh, my goodness. Well, I got to say this much. I know Saturday's show, really more for the next month through the Super Bowl, from, you know, the NFL playoffs on down to Super Bowl 50, we are doing baseball, beer, and barbecue. But the NFL version, really psyched about it because I know we're going to have special guests every week. Any thoughts on it? Do we want to say, hey, the Seahawks are definitely, I mean, I know Lee roots for the Seahawks. I usually root for them during the playoff time because the Jets are usually out of it by then. but Todd, who are you going with? Who's your team of destiny for this playoff?
I am just excited that Vince Lombardi will be on the show Saturday. That's what I'm excited about. So he'll have incredible insight into the Packers Redskins game. So I'm looking forward to his commentary on that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd like to say our guest is going to be, of course, we'll talk a little baseball. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame, and the show is at 10 a.m. Eastern time on the Happy Hour Network. But, we'll talk a little bit of baseball, and then we'll really get into the playoff matchups. There are two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Our guest this Sunday is actually going to be Sharona of NFL Female, Game Over Sports, and then next week, when we get into the divisional rounds, we're going to talk to Antoine Staley. So we have great guests on. I think everybody should tune in and listen to it, if not for us, for the guests, because they're going to be fantastic. But I don't really have a prediction at this point. I mean, obviously, I hope the Seahawks win. They should beat the Vikings because they beat them earlier this year, but it's hard to beat an NFL team twice in one season, especially on the road. I don't want to make a prediction because that would just jinx my team. But hopefully they'll all be good games and not like the college football semifinals.
Now, here's my prediction. I don't want to give away everything, but here's my teaser for Saturday. I predict that me and I will both make really stupid predictions because we do every year. So,
correct.
But the guests will be amazing. So it definitely will be forward to listening. Very, very. Right out the Sharona, right out of the box. That's awesome. And of course, Mr. Fabulous.
I will leave it right there, and we're gonna get ready to close this on out. But I will say to you, both of you gentlemen, give us your social media handles, best ways to get in contact with you. No, don't include your mistress. No, don't include the illegitimate, you know, children that we have going across America and abroad. Just your social media handles. Thank you very much.
Lisa's too long, so I'm just going to start with mine. And you can locate my mistress through my media handle, which is the Unreal Todd on the Twitter.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, I do have several because I'm part of different shows. But at you can find the show at Baseball Beer BBQ, of course, at Happy Hour Net. I'm at Lee Vowell and at Seahawk Show. And then Todd and I have a tennis show starting up in about 10 days, I think, 10 or 11 days, whatever it is.
I believe that.
Tennis scene just before the Australian Open starts. So tune into that on the Happy Hour Network as well.
I don't know why I wasn't invited to the tennis show, but it's okay. I understand. Maybe it's because I don't watch tennis. Maybe that is the reason why I wasn't invited. I get it.
Well,
I know. I will tell everyone the real reason I wasn't invited to the tennis scene on Saturday. Tune in, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Saturday. And, well, will Al Sharpton show up? I don't know. I don't think so, unless he's getting a check. But, no, guys,
Ted,
as
can
always.
Can I interrupt you for just a second? Can I interrupt you for
just
a second? I have a request. If there's any way to end the show or play on the show right after we are off, we have that knee house call, which is Griffey. I think it's the baseball beer BBQ outro that we play in
yeah,
the queue.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah, because, you know, Griffey obviously getting into the Hall of Fame today. It'd be fantastic to hear that little knee house Griffey.
BBB outro, or is it just the BBB outro?
It is. It's the BBB outro.
Okay, you got it. You got it. Guys, as always, love you. See you on the show on Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And we're out. Thank you for joining Late Night Parents. Our guests included Mr. Niall Nickel at the CES show talking 4K TV, 4K adoption. We had Mr. Jason Martin and Noam Tomczak from freeconference.com talking about, I mean, cost-effective telecom conferencing, all free, video conferencing, Skype, Google Hangout, no way. You got to go freeconference.com. And, of course, the Unreal Todd and Lee Val joined us to close out the show. And we're going to close it out with our baseball beer and barbecue outro. But big shout-out to Mikey Piazza, Ken Griffey, you are the very best. Those three fans, those three riders that didn't vote for you, Ken Griffey, they get the gas face. See ya.
The fans hoping to catch a little bit of the old-time religion right here, baby, with Junior stepping up to the plate. Here comes the stretch. And the pitch to Junior on the way. Swing and a fly ball. It's a deep right center field. That baby is going to be fly away. The old-time religion. Left.